Hello, my name is Alexander Starr, the History Project Coordinator at the Peter A. Allard School of Law. Today, I have the privilege of interviewing Michael O'Keefe from the class of 1965. Welcome, Mr. O'Keefe.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions for you today. What drew you to attend the University of British Columbia for your education?
Well, I did my undergraduate at UBC. And in those days, it would be an unusual thing to do to go away anywhere else. So it was typically done that you went to did the professional school wherever you did the undergraduate. And that probably explains it.
Yeah, that makes sense. You were raised in Vancouver?
Yes, in the environment of Vancouver.
Perfect. And what drew you into the law degree at UBC?
Well, I had gone through commerce, and knowing I didn't really want to do anything in that end of the world, and I've always been intrigued by law, and it appealed to me.
There was a joint commerce law program at UBC at the time.
Well, the only benefit of that was I got another degree out of it without spending more years in it.
Okay. Was it a fairly popular program? A lot of people in it?
I think the commerce part wasn't, I mean, when I took commerce, I took a lot of non-commerce courses, so my commerce input were pretty limited. Yeah. And I took history and English and sort of other areas. And so the benefit of the commerce law was you could end up saving a year and getting another degree out of it, and you got a commerce degree to start with.
It sounds like a good program. Was there, of the people in your law class, were a significant number from this commerce program?
Well, you could tell by statistics, but no, there was, I mean, we weren't a group.
Yeah.
I was not a part of a group that was commerce and law.
Not enough that you noticed, if it wasn't classmates that you noticed having in your commerce program.
No.
That came over. Yeah, okay. What do you remember most from your time at law school?
Well, I was turned on by law school. I mean, I had not been much of a serious student. I was a regular, ordinary student. Then I got to law school, and I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed law school generally, and then I did well in law school, and that helped a lot.
Did you gain a passion for tax while at law school?
No.
That came later.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I ever had a passion for it. But certainly it was not part of my undergraduate and law school experience. Tax is nothing. I had one course taught by George Curtis, who was the dean at the time. And that was the only course given in law school on tax.
There's now sort of clinical opportunities at the school. When you were at law school here, was there any sort of learning outside the classroom?
No, there wasn't really. There was group legal aid, but there wasn't any clinical program as such. In fact, I've always been a little skeptical about a clinical program because I think that there's so many hours in the day you have to deal with. And the more you have a clinical program, the less you're going to have in academic subjects. And I've always thought the academic subjects were a very worthwhile part of law school.
Do you remember a favorite sort of course or academic area while you were at law school?
I remember in first year, I joined Torts from Dr. McIntyre, which is Jimmy McIntyre's father.
Yeah.
He taught a course in Torts, which was very entertaining.
You mentioned Professor McIntyre, his father was your professor.
Yes. Well, Professor McIntyre also taught me successions.
Okay.
Because he'd come, his father got sick, and he came here to teach. And I was
succeeded one. His father in teaching successions.
Yes, he did.
Was the law similar to that family? Was the law something in your family, or were you sort of the first person in your family to study
the
law?
I was the first person in my family.
And did it surprise your parents?
I don't think so. I mean, mind you, any young man at that age in their life, that I had not much to do with my parents in the sense mm-hmm. of what I took and what courses I took. You know, I just took the courses, and it was a little unusual to seek their advice.
Ended up enrolling in a master's program at Berkeley.
Yes.
What was that like coming as a Canadian?
Well, I think it was a broadening experience. Yeah. You know, that's most of what I got out of it. And I wanted to go away somewhere. So I applied to various law schools and got in admitted. And the question then was, who gave you the most money?
Okay.
Because that was really important because I had a wife and a child.
Yeah.
And Berkeley was very generous, and I found the whole experience very useful, the Berkeley experience.
Did you find that you had to work harder for your classmates to take you seriously, or was there...
Well, it was a very competitive school, and I found that I worked very seriously when I was a student in the LLM program.
So looking on sort of more about your time at UBC, is there any sort of professors or even just in your time starting practice, are there any mentors that you remember having a strong influence on your...
At UBC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Leon Getz was a very impact in my life.
Yeah.
And there'd be others as well.
I've heard good things about Leon Katz, but for you,
a different approach. Different approach. He had just started teaching when I was a student. He came. I was in first year. He came for his first year of teaching, which would have been 1962 or three.
Mm-hmm. And then he stayed at the school a while.
So. He taught for probably 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. Well, I think with the whole law school experience was useful for how I carry on my life, at least my professional life.
Yeah,
it's not just what I learned in law school. It's the approach to being a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I think I got a lot out of law school, actually. It was a big part of my life. It was a good experience. But you have to, in order to get the experience, you have to put a fair amount of effort into it. It's not something you can slide by.
Yeah.
It's easy to get through law school. It's hard to do well.
I was just going to ask a little bit more about entering practice and how did you end up in the area of tax law?
Well, more by happenstance than anything else. Yeah. I was with a commercial firm, Law Sundell in Vancouver, and I had received an offer from one of the few tax lawyers in Canada, Pat Thorstenson. Pat Thorstenson and Warren Mitchell persuaded me to join them in the practice of law and tax law. If they hadn't done that, I would not have been a tax mm-hmm. lawyer, I'm sure.
So in your career doing tax, some pretty interesting experiences. I noticed that you consulted on a federal budget, or...
Well, I spent 2 years with the federal government,
yeah.
the Department of Finance, and I was very fortunate to have the job. I was special assistant to the Minister of Finance, and it was tax reform time. Mm-hmm. And I found that experience very worthwhile. I went to all the drafting sessions and learned a lot, and I had a good relationship with my boss, who was the Minister of Finance.
Yeah, which minister was that?
Ben Benson.
Okay.
Probably one of the better experiences I had in my professional life, or at least the training part of it, because in that experience I was actually right involved in the drafting sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to write speeches for him that were tax law related.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was a good experience.
That's interesting. And you, to me it seems like you would get to take sort of some of the problems with the tax code that you'd noticed through practice and then figure out the solution. All,
yes, that's right in theory, more than practice.
Yeah.
But don't forget, I'm 29 and 30 years old.
Yes, okay.
So there's lots of people with a lot more experience than I had.
Okay.
I had a job that gave me exposure to a lot of experience, but I didn't really deserve it.
Yeah. I'm sure you worked hard in it to earn it.
Sort of, yeah, I did.
As you went. So that experience and sort of, I see it as a way of giving back to the country, but
I think it was giving back to the country. I mean, that's sort of bullshit.
So yeah, it's a little bit.
I didn't think much of giving back to the country. I thought of the country giving me the experience.
That's a good, sort of appreciative of the role rather.
Yes.
Yeah. It's true. It's kind of you, when you're learning, you are fortunate for those experiences. And then when you are later in the career, it's kind of like you're finding a way to pay it forward to
someone, yes.
the next group. You continue to teach. You're an adjunct professor at the school.
I taught for 15, 20 years. Yeah. I started teaching in the early 70s and then taught right through till into the 90s. Mm-hmm.
Why was that important for you?
I enjoyed teaching. And I enjoyed the academic life. When I had gone to graduate school, I had thought that I would be a full-time academic. And that was my sort of goal, or one of the reasons for going to graduate school was to... You couldn't teach unless, really, practically, if you didn't have a graduate degree. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I would teach, and then I really enjoyed teaching. But my ardor weakened a bit because of there's some aspects of teaching that are difficult, the marking exams and, mm-hmm. and the classroom experience. And
given that you've had involvement with the law school over such a long period as a student and then as a professor, and of course as an alumni, what are some of the changes you've noticed about the school? And
well, the faculty become younger and more changes mm-hmm. than there were. There's a lot more new faces, and that's probably typical. And it's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And the physical plant is a lot bigger. Yeah. I mean, when I went to school myself and when I first started to teach, we had a lot of our classes in huts. It's hard to imagine that. You've probably heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They were actually old army huts.
Yeah.
Nothing all that wrong with it other than they were cold and hot, cold in the winter and hot in the summer.
Drafty and sweltering, yeah.
Well, the huts were right where the law school is right now. Mm.
And there was no sort of communal space in those huts. They were like classrooms. No,
they were all classrooms.
And then how would you...
Well, there was a law school when I went.
Yes.
A building. And it had a common room to it and a large library. And that was, I guess, the centerpiece of the mm-hmm. law faculty.
Would you find that you studied with your classmates in sort of the library or in those common spaces? Or would you meet up at someone's house? Would you have study groups in other places?
Well... most of my working was was in the library, mm-hmm. where I work at night or during the late afternoon, mm-hmm. and read brief the cases and do that sort of law school sort of thing, and then I was fortunate that I had an active group of classmates, about six or seven of them, mm-hmm. and we met once a week, and had. Sessions about dealing with various issues in the courses, and that was very useful.
Yeah, I find that too. I have a group of, there's five of us, and we met after class or every couple of days, and we'll just go over
concepts
that were confusing.
Yeah, your classmates have the same confusion areas that you have, and then you can sort of iron them out.
I guess reflecting on your career, and you've mentioned that we've spoken about you being an assistant to the Minister of Finance, who I guess would be a notable colleague. Can you think of other notable colleagues you've worked with?
Well, the people I work with in the law firm, which would be Thorsonson and Mitchell, were clearly important colleagues to mine. And then when I had the good luck to article at a law firm and practiced for a while, Law Slondell, and they had a good, strong commercial practice, and I learned something from that. So I always thought I was quite fortunate in who I ran into, who in a sense, in the, whether it's mentored me or at least gave me the exposure of good quality work. But you want to learn good habits, not bad habits.
Yeah. Which personal career accomplishments are you most proud of? But I'm sure over such a long career, there's a couple things that you have
to do. Well, that's a hard question to answer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed working for the government. Mm. That was a useful thing to do. And I had a busy practice and a lot of large clients, and which I found interesting work. I was very fortunate. I had very interesting work. So you may think that's hard to imagine.
Tax. Yeah.
How can you, Jesus, how can you have interesting work? Well, it was. It was.
What was it that made it interesting?
Well, the type of problems I had. Mm-hmm. They had very complex problems. Tax is a complex area.
Yeah.
And
thick book.
Well, thick book, and yes. And I did a lot of cross-border U.S.-Canada work.
Interesting.
And I enjoyed that.
I guess an interesting perspective with you being a tax lawyer through so much of the last several decades. And now as we look at efforts to renegotiate NAFTA, did you have an experience with NAFTA being introduced?
Yes.
In the tax? And what was that like?
Well, I acted for Canadian lumber industry the last time around, at least on the tax side of it. And it was also really interesting because you're dealing with different entities.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of hard to tell you exactly what I did.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I went to meetings that were involved in the industry, and I found that fascinating.
I mean, sort of one kind of concluding question would be, do you have any advice you'd like to share for law students who may listen to this interview?
What's the golden advice?
Yeah.
Well, I said from the beginning, I enjoyed the practice of law. You know, I was at it for 50 plus years. And it was an experience that I'm not sorry I'm not doing it anymore. But it was certainly an experience that I'm glad I had. It was a good profession to have. And there's lots of variety in it.
Yeah.
And I think people have to realize that if they look for it, there's a tremendous amount of variety in the practice of law.
Yeah. I liked what you said about with your clients, you just get to solve interesting problems.
Yes.
And it's a lot of problem solving.
Problem solving is what you do for a living.
Yeah.
You get paid for it.
That's pretty cool. I don't really. I have a question about if you've taught or mentored any memorable students or lawyers yourself. So anyone you remember being able to help as they started out?
In teaching for, 20, 30 years, I had met a lot of different students, some of whom I eventually ended up hiring as lawyers who worked at our firm.
Yeah.
And there were some very good, very, very good students who became very, very good lawyers. And that was satisfying. I'm not that much of an elitist, because you can have someone who's not maybe the best lawyer in the world, the best student in the world, is still an outstanding lawyer. So I enjoyed dealing with students.
Are there, I guess, thinking about that and how some students won't be the best academic, but will still make great lawyers, what sort of are the skills that you see on
the mind fix of problem solving, I think.
Okay.
You interview Risa Levine?
No.
She was a Nobel winner.
Okay.
On the Court of Appeal. She's now retired.
She may be in there, but I'll have to look. Because if not, if we could talk, good to interview her. I'm scheduled to interview. Yeah.
Well, the law school was very different than when I first started. I mean, the faculty was older.
Yeah.
There were some younger members of faculty, but most of the faculty were, like Charles Bourne and George Curtis, and who had been around for quite a while.
Yeah.
And but that gave a certain depth to the law school, which changed a bit as the faculty became younger.
Yeah, you think like Professor Shepherd and Professor Pavlich, the...
Well, they were younger.
Yeah, they were younger then, but now they're... Yeah.
Now they're not so young.
They're...
We all get older. Like Tony's been around for years, Tony Shepherd.
Yes. When you... Vancouver really has only been a big city recently, and it was kind of...
Well, the practice of law, I mean, the law firm, the big law firm was... I left Los Lundell, and there was 18 lawyers
in
Los Lundell. We went, and there was five people at Thorsonson's. Well, I felt dwarfed by it. Well, of course, that's ridiculous. And, you know, now there's like 200 people at large law firms.
Yeah, yeah. And just in this, yeah, because now it's like Los Lundell, I think, is 60 in the city and more
elsewhere.
Elsewhere. Yeah. It just grows, and it's kind of...
You bet.
Yeah. Whereabouts in the Vancouver area did you grow up?
I grew up in New Westminster, actually. Okay. Yeah, which is... then was a very different kind of a city.
Yeah.
In a sense, different than Vancouver.
Yeah.
Because it was an older city.
It has the nicer homes and the... Those old buildings, and yeah. No SkyTrain wasn't as easy to get from New Westminster to Vancouver. Yeah.
SkyTrain was not part of the process. Mm-mm. Well, to give you an example of what tax lawyers do, is I acted for SkyTrain when they first started. There was a Crown Corporation that had it, and the issue there was whether the component parts of the train were like a bus or like a railway.
Oh, interesting.
And how you characterize them. And so there was very complex tax issues. It's a funny, it's a peculiar way the railway runs. Yeah. It doesn't actually hit the tracks. It's suspended by electrical charges, I think it is, but don't ask me that because other people know better than I do.
Yeah.
But so that's to give you an example
of
the kind of work that lawyers, tax lawyers do. It's not just worrying about how, like, we don't do people's tax returns. I mean, I haven't done my own tax return in my life.
Yeah.
I practiced law in Toronto for a while.
Yeah.
And it is an awful lot different. I mean, I practiced law in Toronto for about 15, 20 years. And it's a larger city.
Yeah.
And they have some more complex problems than you have in Vancouver. But other than that, it's the same place.
Yeah. That's interesting. Just more people, too, right? More lawyers.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
It's a tougher place to practice law, too, I think.
Yeah, what sort of differences did you notice between...
Well, it was more competitive.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think they had more complex problems than they had here. But other than that, it was not much different.
I have anything else, I think.
That wraps it up,
doesn't it? That wraps it up, yes.
Well, feel free to come and ask me any related questions if you have them.
Thank you for participating.
I'm sorry about the mix-up at the time.
Project. No, it happens. It worked out in the end. We got to interview. It was good. Yeah.